You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at knelradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast.
Baseball, about 70 degrees. Didn't check the temperature, but it's warm and muggy. Here's a long fly ball in the gap. Center field's going to have a chance. He makes the play. Keegan Ferris out there in center field tracks this one down for the second out of the inning. Two away in the top of the first at 0-0. Johnson's next batter. Lopez on deck. Quain in the hole for TLCA. And Bernay goes to first base. Swing and a miss on this pitch. Strike one. Hard hit ball. Second baseman will have a play. He gets the play. He picks it up and goes to the shortstop at second base. That'll go 4-6, four and out on a fielder's choice. Trying to get my paperwork right here. All right, after the top half of the first inning at 0-0, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on, we'll go to the bottom of the first inning where Brady will be up. In the lineup for Brady, Hayden Bernay pitching will be the leadoff batter. Batting second will be Joseph Garza. He's at first base. Batting third is J.D. Ibarra. He's at shortstop today. Batting fourth, Isaiah Tarr. He's in left field. Batting fifth will be Kenzie Hollubeck. He's the DH. Batting seven will be Braden Garza. He's catching today. Batting eight will be Keegan Ferris. He's in center field. Batting eighth will be Israel Morales. He's in third base, and batting ninth will be Mark Valdez. He's in right field. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back.
The 2021 Ford Explorer is a great SUV. Built Ford tough, the 2021 Ford Explorer with potent turbocharged engines to choose from, improved gas mileage, and a smooth ride. With connectivity and safety features, it is the car for today. It has plenty of cargo space and standard features that include active safety technologies and intuitive infotainment systems. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
Jacoby's Cafe in Melvin is the place to go when you need good food for breakfast, lunch, and even dinner on Friday and Saturday. Jacoby's Cafe, just outside of Brady, open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Friday and Saturday, dinner hour, 5 to 9. Today is a good day to go eat at Jacoby's. And remember, Friday and Saturday is steak night. Call the cafe for more details, 325-286-4244. Jacoby's Cafe. That's Jacoby good.
Old Days Radio, 1490, KNEL, Brady.
Hayden Bernay steps up to the plate. Shout out to his grandmother in Tomball, Texas, who's listening via knelradio.com. Appreciate you turning in tonight. He looks at the first pitch, ball one. Second pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 now to Baronet. Fastball inside, ball two. Fastball outside, ball three. Call strike. Full count. Fouled off. Count remains 3-2. Fouled off. Out of play. Count remains 3-2. The pitcher for TLCA, Monsavius, is right-handed. There, he throws a fastball past him. Struck him out swinging. One away. That'll bring up Joseph Garza, J.D. Ibarra on deck. Now, hits the first pitch in the gap, goes under the third baseman's glove. Shortstop's able to get it before it gets out of the infield. He actually got it on the base path. That's a base hit. Single for Joseph Garza. That brings up J.D. Ibarra. And a pitcher goes first. Runner back in time. TLCA picked off two runners in the last time we played them. There's a swing and a miss. Runner goes. Throw down is not in time. Garza is safe at second. No balls, one strike. Fouled off. That one fouled off. Almost hit me. No balls, two strikes to JD. Change up. He waited and waited and waited. And finally hit it down third baseline foul. Excuse me. I don't know what is going on, but allergies or something. Here's the 0-2. Outside, ball one. One and two. Low, ball two. Curveball. He hits it. Gets past shortstop. That's going to score a run. Play at home. He's able to slide in, and a stand-up double for JD. RBI stand-up double. Bulldogs take the lead 1-0. That brings up Isaiah Tarr. Kenzie Hollubeck on deck. Braden Garza in the hole. Bulldogs have the lead 1-0 in the first inning. Bottom of the first. Swings at the first pitch. It's a pop-up. Second base will have a play. He doesn't make it. He falls down. And safe at first, and there's a play at third as the right fielder fires at third base. Second baseman kept backing and backing and backing and misjudged the ball. And gives us a runner at third and a runner at first. Kenzie Hollubeck at the plate, DH in today. Runners at first and third. when the ball hit the ground, J.D. Ibarra took off from second and made it into third, standing up. Pitcher goes to first base, and Tarr is back in time. Tarr with a big lead. Here's the pitch. And they hit this one into shallow right field. Tarr has to get back. J.D. Ibarra tags up and scores. Two away. Kinsey gets a sack fly. Two away for the Bulldogs, and they've got two runs. That'll bring up Braden Garza. And a runner at first base. It is muggy. Tarr with a big lead, heads back. And he goes. This ball is hit sharply to shortstop. Throws him out of first base. Good play by the shortstop. That'll go 6-3 for the third out. So in the bottom of the first, the Bulldogs get two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left on. And we'll go to the top of the second. Bulldogs lead 2-0. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Be right back.
Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas on 1490 KNEL AM. And the only thing better than listening to the Rangers on 1490 is being there at Globe Life Field to see them in person. And that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be on Wednesday, April 28th, between 8 and 9 during the KNEL morning program. We'll be drawing for tickets to see the Rangers play the Boston Red Sox on May 1st and May 2nd. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats at 1701 South Bridge Street. Call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball. The Texas Rangers, the Boston Red Sox on May 1st and 2nd. Register at Beerman Smoke Meats or email us at KNEL. Texas Rangers has a home in the heart of Texas on Oldies 1490.
Oldies Radio 1490, KNEL, Brady.
And we're back. Rudy Rule on the call for the Brady Bulldogs as they are hosting Texas Leadership Charter Academy out of San Angelo Eagles in a district matchup. After one, the Bulldogs have a lead 2-0. After this game, the Bulldogs have two more against Wall and Clyde. And let's see. They beat Ballinger. They beat Grape Creek. And they've got three wins on the season. If they take TLCA, they'll have four. And if they manage to win against Wall and Clyde, they'll be in the playoffs. Currently on a two-game winning streak. It was senior night tonight where the Bulldogs recognized the seniors, Cutter Johnson and Mark Valdez. Cutter Johnson, the last remaining member of the district championship team of 2018. They won the first and only district championship for the Brady Bulldogs. First pitch, ball one. This pitch hit. Slow roller to shortstop. He's able to pick it up and fire. That'll go 6-3 for the out. One away. Bottom, top of the second. That was Lopez. Coming up now is Quain. Perez on deck. Ramirez in the hole. Baronet on the mound. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Swing and a miss, strike two. One away, top of the second. Bulldogs lead 2-0. Hayden Baronet on the mound for the Bulldogs. Ah, Hi, ball one. One and two now. That's what Hayden does when he gets ahead. He starts throwing pitches out there for them to chase. Doesn't want to give them anything to hit. So that's a fastball right across the plate. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Struck him out swinging. Two away. Bulldogs should have beat this TLCA team the first time they played them and just were horrendous through six innings and got five runs. I believe it was five. Here's the first pitch hit by TLCA, number 14. Perez, he gets thrown out of first base. That'll go 5-3. Three up and three down for the Bulldogs. We'll finish our story after we take a 60-second timeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Going to the bottom of the second, Brady leads 2-0 up for the Bulldogs. We'll be Keegan Ferris, Israel Morales, and Mark Valdez. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
You deserve a great deal on a great truck, a Chevrolet, and you deserve that deal from a great dealer, Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks in Brady. Right now, Lupke's has an outstanding selection of quality, certified, pre-owned Chevrolet trucks and Buick SUVs, and they're priced to sell. So give them a look on our lot or online at Lupke's.com, where you'll find great values like this, a 2019 certified pre-owned Chevrolet Silverado 1500 crew cab, four-wheel drive, with just 32,000 miles, priced at $42,950. Or if you're looking for a small SUV, check out our certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore with just 5,500 miles and only $19,950. Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks in Brady. Visit Lupke's.com today for extra savings on certain 2020 and 2021 Chevrolet models. We're certain you'll find the best deal at Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks in Brady. Lupke's, your gateway to savings. Always.
Oldies Radio, 1490, KDL, Brady.
And we're back. I'm Rudy Rule. On the mound for TLCA is Monsavius. Up at the bat for the Bulldogs is Keegan Ferris in center field today. He's already had two big plays for the Bulldogs. He swings at the first pitch, strike one. Here's the 0-1. Curveball misses high. Ball one, one and one. Fouled off, one and two. Umpire took it in the face mask that time. A little bit of a discussion. Now we're ready to play again. It's 1-2 count. Fastball outside misses 2-2. That pitch outside 3-2. Full count. Ferris, number 7 batter. Bulldog sent 6 batters to the plate. That first inning. Oh, he hit the batter. Missed on his curveball. Somebody in the stands is hollering, "Don't rub it."
Now to bat number 6, Israel Morales.
That brings up Izzy Morales. Doing a good job at third base today. Already had a great play. Went 5-3 on the for the last out of inning number 2. His first at-bat today. Runner at first base for the Bulldogs. This pitcher likes to go to first base. Now, there he goes. And he's back in time. There's one thing the Bulldogs have learned this year is they can get picked off. They've had, I can remember, 3 pickoffs. He throws over there again just as the runner is trying to get off the bag. He fires back over there. Catch him going the wrong way. Good, smart move by the pitcher.
This a hard hit ball right to the shortstop. And he fires back to first base. Ferris gets back under the throw. Wow. That's one away. I'm going to bring up Mark Valdez, the right fielder. And one of the seniors we honored tonight. The other senior injured out for the season. There's a bunt attempt. Fouled off. Strike one. One away. Bottom of the second. Bulldogs lead 2-0. Big lead on first base. He throws over. And he's called safe. That pitcher had him just a little wide on the throw. Ferris had a huge lead. We'll see how far he gets this time. He goes back over there again. If the pitcher had better location, he's getting it there in time. But he's not getting it where the runner is. Here's a pitch home. Fouled off. Strike two. Oh and two now to Valdez. It's this one. It's a Texas leaguer. It's going to drop between center and left, and Ferris gets to third base and turned wide and gets back just in time. And he's safe at third. And Valdez gets a single. And that moves the runner around. One away. In the bottom of the second, and top of the lineup is up, Hayden Barinet. Barinet struck out swinging in the first inning. Bulldogs have a runner at third and a runner at first, one away, back to the top of the lineup. And they go to first base, and Valdez is back in time. That pitcher has got a good move for a right-hander to first base. Runner goes. No throw. Ball one. Runners at second and third. Base hit scores a run. Sack fly scores a run. He goes to third base. Runner's back in time. It's a hit into shallow center field. That'll score one. He stops him at third. And the runner goes to second. Barinet gets a single and an RBI. And winds up at second. We're going to give him a double because he earned it. Runner at second and third. That brings up Joseph Garza. He had a single and scored in the first. It is 3-0 Bulldogs. He hits this down third baseline foul. Strike one. Curveball in there. Strike two called. Either a curveball or a changeup. It is a nice looking pitch. Here's the 0-2. Shakes off the catcher twice. Now he likes what he sees. Throws that same pitch and gets the out. And they throw down to third base and get Valdez, who was too far off the bag. So that'll go 2-5. And that's the end of the inning. And that was a strikeout. And so Bulldogs threatened and had some base running errors. And that's the end of the second inning. Bulldogs, in that inning, had no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we'll go to the top of the third. It's 3-0. Did I say no runs? One run on one hit, no errors, and one left on. It's 3-0 Bulldogs. And we'll take a 60-second timeout and come back for the top of the third. Stay with us.
Have you been dreaming about owning a new home? Commercial National Bank should be your first choice to finance your dream. We offer low closing costs and convenient terms. Your home loan stays local where our friendly loan officers can assist you and is not sold to some bigger bank in another state. I am Zach Jones, Vice President, and I encourage you to call or come by Commercial National Bank so we can discuss how to make all your home ownership dreams come true. Commercial National Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If you're looking to give your home a facelift or a new look, be sure and check out Everages on the Brady Square. Brighten up your kitchen with a splash of color with new wall decor or novelty accent pieces. For your living room, we offer paintings, accent tables, lamps, and area rugs, all at reasonable prices and always easy payment plans. Everages offers furniture, appliances, and electronics for all rooms of your home with quality brand names. Come see our many decorating ideas at Everages on the Brady Square.
And we're back. We're on top of the third inning. PLCA up to bat. It'll be their number eight batter, Ramirez, Hernandez, and Burma. Bulldogs lead 3-0. Got two runs in the first, one run in the second. Beautiful day for baseball. Not a breath of air. Well, the tree's moving just a little bit. Don't feel anything right here where I'm sitting behind home plate. Flag is standing straight out from the south to the north, and it's whipping around, but I don't feel anything right here. Beautiful day for baseball, sun shining, a lot of clouds. Sun goes behind the cloud occasionally. Here we go. First pitch, call strike, outside corner, fastball. Immediately following today's game, we'll have the Texas Rangers. Be sure and stay tuned for that. You're listening to that pitch inside, ball one, 1-1. You're listening to Brady Bulldogs baseball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. On the mighty 1490, KNEL AM 1490. 1-2 now, the count. Streaming live on us. Swing and a miss. It gets past the catcher. He's going to be safe at first. On the run on third strike, if it hits the dirt, play. So that didn't count as a strikeout. That'll bring up number nine batter, Hernandez. I wanted to finish that. Streaming live online at knelradio.com, on the TuneIn app at KNEL AM, and on Alexa at KNEL AM. That pitch, call, strike one, fastball. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Oh, hit the batter. TLCA has runners at first and second. Brings up the top of the lineup, Burma. He flew out to center field. He can hit it a long ways. If he finds a gap, it's liable to tighten this game up a little bit. Here's the first pitch. Called strike. Looked like a curveball. He hits this one. Shortstop's going to pick it up and get the force. That'll go. He's safe. But that'll get the middle runner for the first out. Fielder's choice. That'll bring up Garcia, the catcher. Monsavius, the pitcher, and Johnson, the third baseman. Runners at first and third for TLCA, one away. Top of the third, it's 3-0 Bulldogs, and TLCA threatening. He's telling his first baseman, get on the bag, and I'm fixing to throw this guy out. High ball one. Pitch. He goes to first base. The runner goes. That's going to score a run. Runner from third takes off on the throw down to first. And he scores. So on a dropped third strike and a hit by pitch and a fielder's choice and an error by the first baseman, TLCA gets a run. It's 3-1. There's a bunt up in the air, out of play. Strike one. 1-1 to Garcia. Garcia grounded out 4-6. No. Garcia had a hit and was thrown out at second. Fielder's choice. And Baronet goes to first base, runner back in time. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the third, it's 3-1. Bulldogs with the lead. Runner at first base. Runner goes, and a hard hit ball. The bar was moving to his right and was out of position. He was moving to cover second. He was moving to his left. Moving to cover second, and the ball was hit to his right, and he changed direction, almost lost his footing. He was able to pick the grounder up and go to first base, but not in time. That's a base hit. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Monsavius. Runners at first and second. TLC has already scored one run in this inning. That pitch is high, ball one. Hard hit ball, and it drops out in center field. That's going to score two. No, they get him at home. They make the play at home. Center fielder fires it in. That's two away now and two runs. That'll go 6-2 for the second out and a runner at second. Well hit ball between right and center. Runner goes. And a runner safe at third. TLCA came to play baseball. It's a 3-2 game. This TLCA coach has these Eagles running. They are a aggressive team. That makes for fun baseball. Hard hit. And that'll go 6-3 as J.D. Ibarra caught it on one bounce and went to first base for the third out. So a very productive inning for TLCA. Two runs on two hits. No errors. And one left on. We'll go to the bottom of the third. It's a 3-2 ball game. Bulldogs with the lead. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back. Stay with us.
Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas on 1490 KNEL AM. And the only thing better than listening to the Rangers on 1490 is being there at Globe Life Field to see them in person. And that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be on Wednesday, April 28th, between 8 and 9 during the KNEL morning program. We'll be drawing for tickets to see the Rangers play the Boston Red Sox on May 1st and May 2nd. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats at 1701 South Bridge Street. Call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball. The Texas Rangers, the Boston Red Sox on May 1st and 2nd. Register at Beerman Smoke Meats or email us at KNEL. Texas Rangers has a home in the heart of Texas on Oldies 1490.
And we're back. It's 3-2. Bulldogs with the lead in the bottom of the third. Up to bat for the Bulldogs. Lead off, J.D. Ibarra, Isaiah Tarr, and Kenzie Hollybeck. J.D. had an RBI double in the first inning and scored. We're going to need some more of that as TLCA parlayed a dropped third pitch and a hit by batter into two runs on two hits in that second, in that third inning. Here's the first pitch, outside ball one. That pitch, outside ball two. And the pitcher, Monsavius, is having trouble with his fastball. He's got a changeup and a curve that works pretty well for him. There's a strike. Fastball inside, strike one. 2-1 now to Ibarra. Tar on deck, call you back in the hole. That call strike, 2-2. Hard hit down third base line. That's going to be a base hit. That might be extra bases as he's going to second, and he's going to get in there standing up. He gets a double. Two doubles for J.D. today. And that's the way to lead us off. Now Tarr up to bat. He had a single in the first, did not score. Fouled up in the air. Catcher will have a play. He makes the play. That's one away. Popped up right in front of the catcher. He makes the play. And brings up Hollybeck, Garza on deck, Ferris in the hole. Hard hit down third baseline. Third baseman's there. He's able to get the ball. That would have been a run. He fires first base and makes the out. That was just a great play to rob Hollybeck of a base hit. That advances the runner to third, two away. That'll go 5-3. That was right on the line. That third baseman had cheated over and was guarding the line as he'd been burnt by that earlier. two away. That brings up Garza, Ferris, and Morales. He hits the first pitch, pops it up. Shortstop will have a play. Shortstop gets it. That'll be the end of the inning for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We'll go to the top of the fourth. It's 3-2. Bulldogs with the lead. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back. Stay with us.
If you would like to hear a rebroadcast of high school sports aired on KNEL AM and FM, visit knelradio.com homepage and find the listing of KNEL podcast. Click on the KNEL Sports Podcast and you can enjoy listening or downloading your favorite sporting events. KNEL, serving the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country with your sports podcast. KNEL Sports Podcast, making a difference in your life.
The Old Hound Dogs Athletic Booster Club is dedicated to supporting all Brady Bulldog sports, including football, basketball, track, baseball, cross country, you name it. They're behind it at Brady High School and supporting all of the athletes and all the athletic activities. We invite you to join them in supporting the Old Hound Dogs Athletic Booster Club and all they do to support Brady Bulldog sports.
And we're back. Rudy Rule on the call. TLCA is visiting, Brady Bulldogs hosting, out at the Dog Pound. Bulldogs lead 3-2, and serving Brady and all the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, this is KNEL, the mighty 1490. I want to thank our sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. Thank you to Brady National Bank, Everages Furniture and Appliance, Heart of Texas Ford, Brady Butane, Commercial National Bank, Cortez Fencing, Welding, and Dozer Service, Lubke's GM Cars and Trucks, Heart of Texas Outdoors, Beerman Smoked Meats, and the Old Hound Dogs Athletic Booster Club. It's a beautiful day for baseball. If you're not here, come on out. It's the top of the fourth. We'll play seven. Six and a half, at least. Bulldogs with the lead. Hayden Barinet on the mound. Up to bat for TLCA is J.R. Lopez, Quain, and Perez. Lopez at the plate. He is the center fielder today. First pitch, call strike. Nice changeup by Barinet. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, fouled off, strike two. 0-2 now to the leadoff batter. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. One away. I'll tell you what, the fans have enjoyed this season. It hadn't been a lot of wins for the Bulldogs, but they've played hard every game. Great attitude. And they're on a two-game win streak. And they should have beat TLCA the first time they played them. They're trying to beat them today. They beat Ballinger. That's one of the highlights from one of the seniors. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Said the highlight of his baseball career has been beating Ballinger. They also beat Grape Creek. Swing and a miss, strike two, fastball. Hayden hadn't looked this good all year long. He has started well in some games, and then something happens and throws him off of his game. But, boy, today he is really sharp. Curveball hit back to the pitcher. He tosses it over to first base. That'll go 1-3, two away. That'll bring up Perez. Ramirez on deck. Hernandez in the hole. Here's the first pitch. Call strike, fastball outside. Strike one. Barinet had three up and three down in the second inning. Fastball high, ball one. Tried to put a lot on that one and missed high. Nice fastball. Hard hit. Center fielder will have a play. And he makes the play. That's three up and three down for the Bulldogs. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. Bulldogs lead 3-2. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Brady Butane, 1907 South Bridge in Brady. Are you ready for this? Heart of Texas Outdoors is your complete hunting, fishing, and archery store with everything you need to make your outdoor adventure the best experience it can be. With the best products, best prices, and best customer service, Heart of Texas Outdoors makes every customer feel right at home. Go by Heart of Texas Outdoors at 2215 South Bridge Street or visit online at heartoftexasoutdoors.com.
And we're back. Bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs lead 3-2. They've got a one-run lead. They need to add some insurance up to bat for the Bulldogs. Be Keegan Ferris, Israel Morales, Izzy, and Mark Valdez. All I can think about is what I'm going to eat. I hope Beerman's is still open when we get out of here. I'm about to starve to death. If you haven't tried Beerman's, you need to get on over there. Here's the first pitch. Fouled off, strike one. The 0-1 pitch to Keegan. Keegan in center field had two big plays in the first inning. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning and scored. Here's the hard hit ball. Oh, just foul down the third baseline. Count remains 0-2. Oh, that was extra bases. Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. That'll bring up Morales. Valdez on deck. Bernay in the hole. Here's the first pitch. High, ball one. It's this one. Chopper foul down third baseline. Strike one. 1-1. Izzy's been a good player for the Bulldogs all season. All of the Bulldogs have been good this year and gotten better as the season progressed. And a hard hit ball to the first baseman. Bad hop, but he's able to block it with his body. Takes it right in the chest and able to make the play. That's a grounder. Three for the out. And brings up Mark Valdez. Valdez had a single in the second and was thrown out at third base on an attempted steal. He turns to bunt, fouls off, strike one. He's the one that said the highlight was beating Ballinger. I think everybody would agree with that. In the dirt, 1-1. Bernay on deck, Garza in the hole. He pops this one up, foul out of play. Down the third base side, strike two, 1-2. Bulldogs with two away in the bottom of the fourth, lead 3-2. One ball, two strikes on the batter. Last time we were at home, we had an umpire that would say, Ike. A swing and a miss. Struck him out. Bulldogs, 3-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We'll go to the top of the fifth. It's Bulldogs 3, TLCA 2. And we'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back. Stay with us.
Great deals.
Spearman Smoked Meats.
When you're hungry and you want to eat, let me tell you about the place that can be beat. They've got the flavor. They've got the taste. Great taste. If you want great food and service, this is the place.
At Spearman Smoked Meats, we're back and ready to feed you, so drive over for a barbecue done the old-fashioned way. Choose from Bierman's famous smoked brisket, sausage, turkey, ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and more, along with Bierman's famous homemade side dishes like potato salad, coleslaw, and pinto beans. And you can dine in or take it all home because Bierman's also sells barbecue by the pound to go. And we have complete catering service available too. Come see us at 101 East 15th Street across from the Heart of Texas Country Museum in Brady. And be sure to follow us on Facebook. Bierman's Smoked Meats.
If you want great food and service, this is the place.
We're back and ready to feed you.
And we're back. TLCA coming up to the plate. It'll be their number 8 batter, Ramirez, followed by Hernandez and Burma. Top of the fifth, Bulldogs lead 3-2 on the mound for the Bulldogs. Hayden Bernays pitched a great game, had a little bit of trouble in the third inning. A dropped third strike and a hit batter resulted in 2 runs that should not have been recorded, and hence we're at 3-2. Here's Ramirez at the plate. First ball, first pitch, fastball on the outside, strike one called. Swing and a miss, strike two. Man, I started talking about Bierman's, and that's all I can think about now. I'm telling you, on Friday and Saturday, they have, what do they call those? They have burnt ends. Oh, man. Hard hit down third baseline, foul. Count remains 0-2. And the best brisket ever, ever, ever. You got to try Bierman's. Done the old-fashioned way. Here's the 0-2. High ball one. Swing and a miss. He dropped it. And he fires down to first base for the out. That's a strikeout right there. One away. I'll bring up Hernandez, the right fielder. Burma on deck, Garcia in the hole. Let's see. Hernandez was hit by the pitcher in the third inning and was thrown out at second on a fielder's choice. That first pitch called strike, 0-1. And a little bit low, 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2 now to Hernandez. Pops it up. First baseman will have a play. He makes the play. Two away. That'll bring up Burma. Flew out to center field in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. He's 0-2 from the plate today. Bulldogs with a 3-2 lead in the top of the fifth, two away. Coming up for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fifth, with the top of the lineup, Baranay, Garza, and Ibarra. Here's a hard hit ball. Second baseman can't get to it. Right fielder gets it. Brings it into second base. That's a base hit. Runner at first. That'll bring up Garcia. The catcher grounded out 4-6. Had a hit and then was thrown out at home as he tried to come home on a triple. Did not score. Two away. Top of the fifth. Runner at first base. For TLCA, Texas Leadership Charter Academy of San Angelo. Bulldogs lead 3-2. He goes first base again. He's back in time. Throws to first again. He has not pitched to this batter yet. Still a 0-0 count to Garcia, the catcher. Trying to hold that runner at first base. And a runner goes. And, oh, they little Texas leaguer over shortstop. And a runner continues to third base on the single. And now TLCA has a runner in scoring position. That little blooper right over shortstop. Center field was charging, picked it up and fired to third, but the lead that the runner had didn't give him a chance. And that's where we are, two away. Fouled off, strike one. This is Monsavius, the pitcher. On deck, Johnson, Lopez on the hole. Runner at first and third. He goes to first base. Runner returns to third. Runner safe at first. Really changes the ball game if they get this run in from third base. That's a tie ball game. You can win with a one-run lead. That pitch is high, ball one. 1-1 now to Monsavius. Two away, top of the fifth. It's 3-2 Bulldogs. Back-to-back hits have put runners in scoring position. One runner, anyway, fouled off, strike two. Need to get this out. Here is the 1-2 pitch, high, ball two. Monsavius flew out to center field in the first, had a single to center field in the third. Foul ball, 2-2, the count round remains the same. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Oh, it gets past the catcher. There'll be a play at the plate. Got him at home plate! Got him at home plate. Braden Garza chases down the errant pitch, fires it to Bernay, who's covering home plate, and the base runner steals from second, and he's thrown out at the plate to get the third out. That'll go 2-1, you don't see that very often. Bulldogs get out of that inning without any damage. And it's 3-2 Bulldogs. And in that inning, the TLCA had no runs on two hits, no errors, and one left on. And we're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. Bulldogs lead 3-2. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
The 2021 Ford Explorer is a great SUV. Built Ford tough, the 2021 Ford Explorer with potent turbocharged engines to choose from, improved gas mileage, and a smooth ride. With connectivity and safety features, it is the car for today. It has plenty of cargo space and standard features that include active safety technologies and intuitive infotainment systems. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart. Are you ready for this? Heart of Texas Outdoors is your complete hunting, fishing, and archery store with everything you need to make your outdoor adventure the best experience it can be. With the best products, best prices, and best customer service, Heart of Texas Outdoors makes every customer feel right at home. Go by Heart of Texas Outdoors at 2215 South Bridge Street or visit online at heartoftexasoutdoors.com.
And we're back. Bottom of the fifth. Bulldogs lead 3-2. Up for the Bulldogs. Top of the lineup, Hayden Bernay, Joseph Garza, and J.D. Ibarra. Again, we want to say hello, give a big shout-out to our listener in Tomball, Texas, Hayden's grandmother. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Bulldogs are going to put up another win for you tonight. Hayden Bernay comes to the plate and had a double in the second inning and an RBI. Bulldogs need an insurance run as they almost let it get tied up in the top of the fifth. With the top of our lineup up there, we need to replicate that first inning and get a couple of runs. That first pitch outside, ball one. That pitch high, ball two. I think our TLCA pitcher's done. He's having a hard time finding his location. There's a fastball, strike one called. Spoke too soon. Payton sees that one again. He'll hit that one hard. He saw it again. He hit it hard. Texas leaguer behind shortstop. And shortstop able to back up and pull it out of the sky for out number one. That'll bring up Garza, Ibarra on deck, Tar in the hole.
Now back for 14, Joseph Garza.
Bulldogs on a two-game win streak. They beat Ballinger and Grape Creek. Hey, hits the first pitch back to the pitcher. Pitcher throws it over to first base. That'll go 1-3 for the out. Two away. Ibarra with the single and an RBI in the first and scored. In the third, he had a double. Actually, he had a double in the first inning. RBI and scored. And in the third inning, he had a double, did not score. Made it to third base. Bulldogs could not punch him across. He swings at the first pitch. Foul. Strike one. He sits this pitch down the third base line. Foul. Strike two. As Mike Tyson would say, he swings with destructive intent. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Bulldogs three up and three down. We'll go to the top of the sixth. Bulldogs lead 3-2. In the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We'll go to the top of the sixth. Bulldogs lead 3-2. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
You deserve a great deal on a great truck, a Chevrolet, and you deserve that deal from a great dealer, Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks in Brady. Right now, Lupke's has an outstanding selection of quality, certified, pre-owned Chevrolet trucks and Buick SUVs, and they're priced to sell. So give them a look on our lot or online at lupkes.com. Where you'll find great values like this, a 2019 certified pre-owned Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 crew cab, four-wheel drive with just 32,000 miles, priced at $42,950. Or if you're looking for a small SUV, check out our certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore with just 5,500 miles and only $19,950. Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks in Brady. Visit Lupke's.com today for extra savings on certain 2020 and 2021 Chevrolet models. We're certain you'll find the best deal at Lupke's GM Cars and Trucks in Brady. Lupke's, your gateway to savings, always.
And we're back. Bulldogs, three up and three down in that fifth inning. Score remains 3-2. And we're in the top of the sixth. Up for the TLCA is the pitcher. He was at the plate, had a 2-2 count when the pitch got past Garza. He raced back and fired it to Baranet, and they got the out at home to end the inning. So he comes in starting all over. It's 0-0. No balls, no strike. Check swing. Pops it up to shortstop for the out. I bet he's angry about that one. One away. That brings up number 11, Johnson. Lopez on deck, Quain in the hole. Johnson reached on a fielder's choice in the first, grounded out 6-3 in the third. Fastball. Chopper out in front of the plate. Catcher gets it before it spins foul. Fires first base for the out. That'll go 2-3. Good hustle by Garza. Man, he has flat had a game today. Two away. That'll bring up Lopez. Grounded out 6-3 in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Quain on deck, Perez in the hole. He hits first pitch into shallow left field, and it's in the gap between short and third, so that's a base hit. Boy, today has been a story of the Bulldogs getting two outs and then stuff happening. We need to shut this down right now. That brings up Quain, the left fielder. He struck out swinging in the second, grounded out 1-3 in the fourth. All these guys that are 0-for today are getting hits suddenly. Ball high. Ball one. You know, just saying Bierman smoked meats makes me hungry. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Brisket. Sausage. The 1-1. Oh, inside ball two. Beans, potato salad. Peppers and onions, pickles, and the runner goes, swing and a miss, and the runner's safe, strike two. Two away, top of the sixth, Bulldogs lead 3-2. Hayden Baranet on the mound, having a great day for the Bulldogs today, has given up 3-5 hits. That pitch is in there for a called strike. Caught him looking for the third out. That'll be the end of the top half of the sixth inning. So, TLCA, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Bulldogs lead 3-2. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Jacoby's Cafe in Melvin is the place to go when you need good food for breakfast, lunch, and even dinner on Friday and Saturday. Jacoby's Cafe, just outside of Brady, open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Friday and Saturday, dinner hour, 5 to 9. Today is a good day to go eat at Jacoby's. And remember, Friday and Saturday is steak night. Call the cafe for more details, 325-286-4244. Jacoby's Cafe. That's Jacoby good. Are you ready for this? Heart of Texas Outdoors is your complete hunting, fishing, and archery store with everything you need to make your outdoor adventure the best experience it can be. With the best products, best prices, and best customer service, Heart of Texas Outdoors makes every customer feel right at home. Go by Heart of Texas Outdoors at 2215 South Bridge Street or visit online at heartoftexasoutdoors.com.
And we're back.
Now, bat number two, Isaiah Tarr.
Up for the Bulldogs, Isaiah Tarr, Kenzie Hollyback, and Braden Garza. Bulldogs lead 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Bulldogs need some insurance runs. Here's a bunt attempt, foul, out of play. Strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Hits a chopper to second base. Picks it up and fires, and we'll get the out. That'll go 4-3.
Now for that number 16, Kenzie Hollyback.
That brings up Kenzie Hollyback. The DH flew out to right field in the first, grounded out 5-3 in the third. One away. Here's the first pitch. Ball one. Here's the 1-0. Hard hit into the gap. That's going to go to the fence. That'll be extra bases. We'll see if he takes three. He's a turning. He's turning. They're going to have to make a play. Oh, they get him at third base. Oh, great play by the center fielder. Gunned him down at third base. Two away. Oh, if they'd have held him at second. That'll go 8-5. That brings up Braden Garza. Garza grounded out 6-3, flew out to shortstop, and 0-2. First pitch low, ball one. Great play by TLCA right, our center fielder, Lopez. He had to chase that ball all the way to the fence. He came up throwing and got Hollyback before he could get to third base. I had a feeling Kenzie was going to hit it hard, and he did. And that's a grounder to third base. That'll go 5-3 for the out. Bulldogs, three up and three down. We'll go to the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. Bulldogs lead 3-2. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Be right back. Stay with us.
Texas Rangers Baseball has a home in the heart of Texas on 1490 KNEL AM. And the only thing better than listening to the Rangers on 1490 is being there at Globe Life Field to see them in person. And that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be on Wednesday, April 28th. Between 8 and 9 during the KNEL morning program, we'll be drawing for tickets to see the Rangers play the Boston Red Sox on May 1st and May 2nd. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats at 1701 South Bridge Street. Call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers Baseball. The Texas Rangers, the Boston Red Sox on May 1st and 2nd. Register at Beerman Smoke Meats or email us at KNEL. Texas Rangers has a home in the heart of Texas on Oldies 1490.
And we're back, top of the seventh. TLCA up to bat. It'll be their number seven batter, Perez, Ramirez, and Hernandez. Little story about Jacoby's. I do their radio spots, and I came up with that. That's Jacoby good. Because every time I eat out there, I go, that's good. My goal is to try everything on their menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't eaten out there, you are missing it. You need to get out to Jacoby's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, all three, every day. They've got lunch specials during the week. I'll tell you what, the hamburger steak lunch, excellent. Here we go, top of the seventh. Perez at the plate. Bernay going the whole distance for the Bulldogs. They hit the first one into left field. That might be all for Bernay. Okay, that batter was 0 for 2 today. Grounded out 5-3 in a second. Flew out to center field in the fourth. And crushes this one into left field. And brings up the second baseman, Ramirez. He reached on a dropped third strike and struck out swinging in the fifth. He scored in the third on that dropped third strike. So he's 0 for today. That pitch high, runner goes. It goes into center field. And center fielder's there to save the bacon. Runner at second base. No outs. Runner at second. 1-0 at the plate. Bulldogs lost by one run to these guys the first time they played. They need to beat them by one run. If they can hold them scoreless this inning, that's the ball game. Gets past the catcher. Foul ball. That's good. Strike one. I was watching the Rangers last week, and pitch got by the catcher. Runner scored from third, and the umpire said foul ball. They showed it in slow motion. He never touched it. Had nothing to do with what we're seeing right now. Just thought I'd mention that. And trying to gun him down. Great move to second base by Bernay. J.D. Ibarra covering. Runner back in time. Count is 1-1 to Ramirez at the plate. Hernandez on deck. No outs. Runner at second. Bulldogs lead 3-2. Fouled off. 1-2 now to the batter. Focus on this strike, Hayden. Get the strikeout. Got him at third base. Got him at third base. Struck out the batter. And Braden Garza came up firing to third base on the steal and put it perfectly. Izzy Morales caught it, and the runner slid into it for the double play. Oh, that was excellent. You don't see that. That was beautiful. That'll go 2-5. Garza came up firing. Morales caught it right there at the edge of the bag, and the runner slid into it. Nobody on, two away, and the batter is now Hernandez. This is the last out for TLCA. He swings at the first pitch, fouls it off, strike one. Great play. I hope somebody got that on video. That's what a catcher does. He came up firing, gunned it right down there just in time. Swing and a miss, strike two. Come on, Bulldogs. Three-game win streak. One more strike. One more out right here. Swing and a miss, struck him out. That's the ball game. Bulldogs win. Bulldogs win. Bulldogs win. Top of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no air. Well, one run. I mean, sorry, one hit. Getting ahead of myself. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. Bulldogs win 3-2. They're on a three-game win streak. They play next against Wall at Wall. That'll be at 4 o'clock Tuesday. And the final game will be at Clyde at 5 o'clock on Friday. I want to thank our sponsors, Brady National Bank, Everages Furniture and Appliance, Heart of Texas Ford, Brady Butane, Commercial National Bank, Cortez Fencing, Welding, and Dozer Service, Loop Keys, GM Cars and Trucks, Heart of Texas Outdoors, Beerman Smoked Meats, Old Hound Dogs Athletic Booster Club, and Jacoby's Cafe. I'm Rudy Real. It's been great being with you tonight. Bulldogs win, Bulldogs win, Bulldogs win. Stay tuned for the Texas Rangers. Now we're going to send it back to the station.
Thanks for listening to KNL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For live broadcast of KNL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNL FM, 1490 KNL AM, or KNLRadio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNL FM or KNL AM. Or find KNL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.